Hello and welcome to
Life As It Is with me, Adora Middleton. In today's segment, I wanted to talk about the stand your ground laws that we do have in 38 states. Okay. And the stand your ground laws have been known to be very racist. They do not apply to African Americans, which we all know that, because in cases of self-defense where the African American people that had to protect themselves use the stand your ground law as a defense for what they did, it didn't work for them. Basically, it did not apply to them, and they were charged with murder, even though it was self-defense, and even though it was a stand your ground law in place. There's been numerous cases where Black people have had to protect themselves, and they lived in a state that had that law there, but they were not able to use it. They were charged with murder, even though it was self-defense. There has been so many racially motivated murders, okay? And people are going unpunished. And I know I've done segments like this before to where it's almost like Black lives are not even as, they make it seem like Black lives are not even as important as your pet's life. I might add that. There's been people that has been put, they've been put in jail for a long time for doing something to an animal, but yet they can kill a Black person and they barely get probation. And that's not right. And I'm not saying that animals' lives don't mean anything, okay? I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that they've made it a point to let everyone know that in their eyes, Black lives still don't matter. And this has even been back since slavery days, you know? Didn't matter to back then, and it just seems like it don't matter now. It doesn't matter with everything that's going on now. You would think that something would have changed by now, but it hasn't. And it says since after the little boy Trayvon Martin was murdered, there's been over 18,000 Blacks killed under this racist stand your ground laws that's been here around since 2012, since that murder. Okay. And nothing has changed, and it seems like nothing is ever going to change with that. And the fact that 38 states still have it, there's over 150 something people that's killed regularly in these states that have this stand your ground. Okay. And it's just not fair. You can't have laws for one race of people and then turn around and have laws for another race of people. And I know that they've been fighting to get a anti-hate bill done for African-Americans. They want this hate crime bill done. But what I don't understand is, when they passed the bill for the Asians, when people were doing ignorant things to Asian people, why didn't they pass the same law for African Americans? I don't understand why they didn't do that. I don't get why you, Biden, signed one bill for the Asian, the race, okay, and he didn't just go ahead and do it for the African Americans, because there's been a lot of hate crimes dealing with Black people, a lot of them, and people are going unpunished. People are literally killing Black people like it's just nothing, okay? Like it just, there won't be any consequences, because most of the time there isn't. There isn't any. And until people understand that Black lives do matter, and I don't know, we shouldn't have to be saying this in 2022, and I'm sure we'll be saying it in 2032. This should not be like this. There's no way Biden should have signed a hate bill toward for African American people. And the fact that he did not do that, I am so disappointed in him. Because if you're signing one, and you feel that that one deserved a hate bill, which it did, no one should have had to go through what they've gone through with people randomly beating them and killing them because they're angry, trying to say that they're causing COVID and this and that. I mean, I don't get it. But like I said before, they should have passed that bill for African Americans when they did that for the Asians. But they didn't. They didn't at all. And that is definitely a problem. And people need to have an issue with this. I don't know who wouldn't have an issue with the fact that they've just told us basically that our lives don't matter. Look at the terrible crime that took place in Jasper, Texas, when the three white men dragged the black guy to death. Yeah, he was punished. True enough, they did punish him for that. They did. But why can't we get this bill to where more than this one person will be punished? Why can't we feel safe? You know, it's like we don't even feel safe anymore walking around in the world that we live in today. You don't know when someone might decide to just come out and try to kill you. Look what just happened in New York. Look what just happened in California. How many mass murders do we have to have with racist pieces of shit coming out and killing black people? How long do we have to tolerate this shit before our government, our president, decides to give us a hate bill and punish these bastards that's doing all of this? I mean, how long do we have to look at the news every day and see that our children, our parents, our grandparents, our kids, just basically everyone, our grandkids, everyone is in danger at some point in this world that we live in today. I can't count on, I just can't count how many times I've been discriminated against just because I'm black, because I'm educated, because I live where I live, because I have my own businesses. How many times do I have to continue to deal with racism, where you go in to get something dealing with your business and they don't want to do it because they feel you can't have a business. You're black. I dare you say you have a business. There's so many different situations I could talk about where I've experienced discrimination dealing with me owning my own business. It's just so many things that I've had to deal with. And it's not right. It's not right at all. But again, until everyone understands that this is a problem, nothing's ever going to change. And then our government needs to understand this is a problem. They can sit here and say what they think we want to hear so we can vote them in because that's all they want. They just want to be voted in. So they're going to say what we want to hear until they get our vote. And then when they get into these offices, they do nothing. They don't do a damn thing. And that's the sad thing about it. They don't do anything. So they use us to get our votes. And even the fact about voting, if I want to mention voting, they're trying to make sure that some blacks can't even vote. Changing the voting times, changing early voting. They're doing everything that they possibly can to make sure that we can't vote. It's like here we are in 2022, and instead of going forward, we're going backwards. Look at this whole abortion law. And as I stated before, why in the hell does any man out there think that he has that he actually has the right to tell a woman what to do with her own body. I mean, if people are happy about them trying to get rid of this law, but, you know, you are happy because of what? I mean, we've been watching shows where white supremacists interviews where they're saying the white race is all screwed up. They're mixed with black blood. They're this, they're that. So it seems to me like whether people want to believe it or not, they want this abortion law, this abortion ban, because they need white babies. They need white babies. And truth be told, a lot of black women don't do abortions. I mean, that's just something they really don't do. But Caucasian women don't want it. It's not, they don't, most of them don't want the children. So basically, they will have an abortion and without even a second thought about it. And I'm not saying this to be ignorant at all, but it's the truth. And I know this. I grew up predominantly always throughout my whole life in white areas. I have tons of white friends, so I know this. They're not going to have any children if they don't want them. I don't care if they already have two and it's a third. They're not going to do it. They are not going to do it. So I think they feel if they change this abortion law, then they have no other choice but to have these babies. But what you're doing is you're making it so women are going to go out there and get illegal abortions. They're going to try to do things themselves. They're going to hurt themselves. They're going to harm the kids. They're going to dump them, kill them. You name it. It's going to be back the same way it used to be. And all of that because I believe the reason why they're doing this, if truth be told, is they want pure white babies. But no matter what they do, and they can bank on this, no matter what they do, it's still going to be more biracial babies born into this world. It's just the way it is. Everyone's mixing and mingling. No one is out here pure. No one. All of us have something different running through our blood, some other race. Why? Because of everything that happened back in the old days, even with slavery. None of us have pure blood to where we can actually say we're just one color, one race. It's not like that. And people got to understand, no matter what you do, it's not going to change. You're still going to have those little brown, curly-headed kids running around here. You're going to have them, okay? And you're still going to have people marrying the opposite race. But I will say this. I really believe that once they change this abortion law, they're going to get to the interracial dating and marrying next, okay? And that's really going to throw us back in the past. But I'm telling you, if we allow them to do this with this abortion law, then everything's going to fall apart. Gay marriage is everything. They're going to even stop that. We have to open our eyes and see. And I know that I have a lot of Black people that listen to around the world, a lot of different races of people that listen to my podcast. You know I'm not lying. You know this. Everything I'm saying, I would never say anything that's not true. Everything that I'm saying is true. I can't recall how many times I've heard people say that they need more white babies being born in this world because the minorities are taking over. But if we allow the government to dictate to us what we can and cannot do to our bodies as a woman, next thing they're going to tell you, no birth control at all. No birth control pills, no nothing. What about the Plan B pill? Are they going to take that away from them too? Are they going to take everything away like that? I mean, that's sad. What's next? A man is not going to have to ask your permission to have sex. He could just take it. Are they going to get rid of rape? I mean, is it going to be legal to just take sex anytime they want it? Matter of fact, there was a judge trying a case where a Caucasian boy had raped someone. And what they said was, okay, maybe if she had given in to him, this is what the judge said. Maybe if he had given in, she had given in to him, he wouldn't have had to basically take sex from her. if she had known her place. How the fuck is he still a judge? What is her place? Just lay there, get screwed, and just take whatever someone gives you? Come on now. Have they once said they're going to stop selling that damn Viagra pill? No. And that's not a necessity. If a man can't get it up, then he can't get it up. He shouldn't have it. But they're not changing anything dealing with men. Everything is women. Why are we being knocked so far back? It's like we're being put back, being knocked back to the older days. And this is not, it's not good. I mean, we have got to do better with everything that's going on in this world. We have got to do better. We have got to knock out the racism, bigotry. We need to get rid of all of this nonsense that's going on, or this world will never, ever be right. I mean, everyone's angry. Everyone's driving around angry, walking around angry. Everyone's so mean. No one ever has a smile on their face anymore. We need to stop this shit. We need to get equal laws. You can't have some laws for Black people and then turn around and have some laws for white people. There are supposed to be laws for everybody, the same laws. You cannot let someone do something one way and then tell another race, nope, you broke the law because you did this, but the other race can do it and it's protected. We have got to do something about this. I am so tired of all these stand your ground laws out here, because we look on television and we see all the murders that's taking place and nobody's being punished for it. And if they do, it's a slap on the face. It's nothing major. So until we realize that our Black people are just as important as every other race, we'll never get anywhere. And as it stands right now, I can't remember how many Caucasian people have told me they don't see the racism. How the fuck do you not see the racism? And then I get so tired of hearing, well, you know, slavery, we didn't do it. It was our ancestors. We didn't do it. So we shouldn't have to pay. Well, how, you're not paying for anything anyway. Nothing whatsoever. And then we're told to forget about slavery. Forget about it. It's over. It was our ancestors. But you will never sit here and hear anyone say that the Jewish should forget about the Holocaust. That's not right. What happened to them was terrible. No, and they should never forget that. And they should never be asked to forget what happened to them. What happened to them was just ungodly, disgusting. But that's the same thing also as slavery. What happened to Black people? They used to feed Black infants to alligators. They used Black infants during them days for bait. Tied them to the boat and was running through the water with them with the alligators. Come on now, people. This is bullshit. We are tired of this. I have a son. I have a grandson. I have nephews. I have my brother, my father. Even Black women, as women, we're all in danger because of the fucking color of our skin. When is this shit going to stop? When are we going to not have to deal with this? When is things going to get better for us? That's what everyone is trying to find out. When? Because we already know this country is run by a lot of old white men. I mean, that's just the truth. The power is in the hands of old white men. Old white men that grew up in those times where Black was not right. Where Black people weren't respected. I mean, they're not respected now, but back then, oh, honey, we need to change that. And then we vote. And then the votes, it seems like they tamper with voting. They do anything, everything to keep Black people from getting in these offices. And it's crazy. But until we make a change and demand the respect that we deserve, the world is always going to be run by a bunch of older white men. And I'm going to take it back even to the medical care, even though I'm getting off subject here. When you go into the hospital or to the doctor's emergency room, urgent care, when you're disrespected or whatever, it's always by an older white man that feels your health means nothing. And they would brush it off, tell you you're lying, you name it. It's all kinds of shit. And it's sad. I can remember when I had COVID, when this doctor, which he th this one wasn't quite that old, I think he was in his 50s, told me in the ER if he gave me a COVID test or a flu test, it would be my fault if someone came in and died. You got to be out of your fucking mind if you think that you're gonna talk to me and say some crazy shit like that. So it would be my fault because I want a COVID test and because I wanted a flu test. And I might add, I did have COVID. But he told me there was nothing wrong with me, that I didn't need anything. It was nothing wrong with me. It wasn't COVID. I was just trying to keep someone else from getting a test. Are you saying I was trying to keep someone else that's white from getting a test? Because it's a proven fact that that same damn doctor does this to anybody and everybody that's black. Okay, so I went further. I called my insurance company and told them, don't pay them shit. I called the head of that hospital. Like I told them, this racism, you better nip it in the ass. Or I'm gonna do what I have to do if I gotta scream from the rooftop or sue you or do whatever I have to do to get some respect. Okay, as a black person coming into your damn hospital. And when I say I had every kind of person with every position calling me back because of the way I handled the situation, I didn't get irate about it. I just let them know, you don't want this kind of situation going on with your hospital. Okay? You have racist doctors in there. And again, I should have had to deal with that, but I did in 2022. There's a lot of black women that die during, after a childbirth. Why? Because they don't do what they're supposed to do for the black women. Their blood pressure be extra high and they don't care. They don't care nothing about their blood pressure. They just sit here and do whatever. It's just crazy. I can remember when my daughter was pregnant. She was having problems with her blood pressure. I can't remember what this man told her to take. This doctor, I'm not even a nurse, okay? But I knew she could, whatever he was telling her to mix up, these pills he was telling her to mix up, this doctor had me all fucked up because he was not about to kill my daughter. I'm like, are you? And I told him, I said, are you fucking out of your goddamn mind? If you think, you got to be out of your fucking mind if you think I'm gonna allow you to do this shit. Give her some shit like that. And my sisters are RNs, okay? And I'm like, okay. And my sister was sitting right there. She said, oh no, sir, that won't be happening. She will not be taking it. You as a doctor know better. Then he said, oh, it was my mistake. Oh, your mistake could have cost her life or my grandchild's life. You fucking idiot. Really? But it wasn't, like I said, it was all about it's race. It's just blatant racism. It's just racism. Some people don't care. And I'm not gonna say the whole race because there's a lot of loving Caucasian people, a lot of loving race of a lot of other people, but you have your bad apples. Every race out there they have bad apples that's racist. Every race, okay? So I'm not just coming down on Caucasians, but right now I'm just telling you what's been going on. Okay, what's been going on? I can remember hearing a Caucasian guy tell me, well, tell all of us that he has not utilized his white privilege yet, that he was a such and such age and he has not utilized his white privilege, so he needs to go ahead and utilize that and stop wasting it and get all the loans that he needs and new this, new that, and bigger house and all kinds of shit. And I know they're not lying because I have A1 credit. A1 credit. Make great money, I might add. Okay? I'm set. I'm good. But I can still walk in a place and they act like I'm not supposed to have it or I don't have it. And when you prove to them that you do have it, oh, shit gets real ugly real quick because they don't like it. I dare you bring your black ass in here and put in my face that you actually have money. you actually have really good credit. You actually have your own business. When I tell you the racism is real, it's real. I don't get on here and go by shit that anybody else tells me about racism. I go by what I have dealt with. Okay? I use my own experiences. As anybody that's listened to my podcast, you know all the racist shit that I've talked about on here, all the racist shit that's been done or said, you know. And I tell you, it's from my own experience. So I'm not sitting here just telling you something that somebody else told me. I'm telling you some shit that I've dealt with myself. That's why I say things have got to change. Things it really need to change. And until things change, until people realize that we're not going forward, that we're being knocked back into the past, things are never going to change. I mean, it's just going to get worse. You're going to have more angry people, but you know, when you back people up against the wall, I will say this. When you back people up against the wall, they come out fighting. You understand what I'm saying? And as a black race, we are tired of being black, like backed up against a wall. Like we mean nothing. What we say goes in one ear and back out the other. And we're tired of the empty promises that we're getting from these politicians and from the president. Damn it, do something, make a change. I mean, you're quick to help anything, anybody, but you will not do shit for your own people right here, your race of African Americans in this country. You won't do shit. I give to any charity. I don't care. I help everybody. I talk to anybody and everybody. I don't care what their race is. I don't care where their background goes. I'm nice to everybody, but not everyone is like me. My family, we were raised to love everybody, regardless of race, and we do. I don't have a racist bone in me, but I have a problem with how the racism is playing out, and while everybody's giving it a deaf ear, I have a problem with why my president that we put in this office is not doing what the fuck he has to do to stop all the hate crimes against black people. I have a problem with the state not coming in or the government not coming in doing something about the stand your law, stand your ground shit that only works if you're Caucasian and you're killing blacks, black or brown people. That's the only time it works, and it does not work for us. It's for the person that actually committed the crime. You have so many Caucasian people out here killing people and don't care because they know they're going to get a slap on the wrist. There's a Caucasian woman that was just dating a black man. That woman stabbed that man to death. Literally. She was so full of blood when the news showed her, just so full of blood that you would think that somebody poured it on her with a bucket. They claim they took this woman to a psych ward for evaluation, which was a lie. The police department lied. They actually let her go after murdering this black man. She, her own friends and his friends said she used to beat on this man in public. So he was an abused boyfriend. And abuse isn't just against women. There are a lot of battered men out there too. Okay, and he was being abused by her. Why he stayed, I don't know, but he did, and she killed him. Next day, you see this woman out the next day with a totally different man. And then she tells the lady that calls it out, "Why are you out here at the bar drinking and you just killed your boyfriend yesterday?" "Well, I'm out with the white man. I'm out with the white man." "Bitch, are you serious? So you're out with the white man. So you're saying it's okay that you done killed the black man and got him 6 feet under. And it's supposed to be okay because you did that because you're now dating the white man." That's bullshit. And the man's mother, the police were so trifling and racist, they didn't even have a decency or the heart to contact this man's mother and tell her that her son had been murdered that Sunday, okay, days earlier. She didn't find out except for when the coroner called her getting smart with her. And the lady was on the talk show. She said that's how she found out. The coroner was getting smart with her, yelling at her, telling her that asking her if she's going to give away his organs. All they wanted was his organs or whatever way it was going. All they wanted was to know if, well, they wanted to know if they could use his body or his parts for research or whatever the hell they wanted to do. Because again, they act like we're aliens, you know. But the lady kept telling the coroner she didn't know what they were talking about. What are they talking about? Donating organs. And then she said the man stopped and said, oh, you didn't know your son was murdered 3 days before. So you mean to tell me this woman found out like that? That had to be cruel. That is the most cruel thing that you can ever do to a mother. The coroner did it. So then the coroner tells her after, I guess she got hysterical, oh, I'll call you back. She says that they told her they'll call her back. And then the cops called, oh yeah, your son was murdered. It was self-defense. Here's the case number. But it was proven that she killed him in self-defense. Bull fucking shit. When the sources already said, people said they even tried to talk to the police and tell them how she abused him, the things she did, the things she said, how she would hit him. The police wouldn't hear anything. Why? Because it was a black man, it was a Caucasian woman, and I'll be damned is what they're saying if they allow that white woman to go to jail for killing this black man. Why? Because his life didn't mean shit. Now tell me if that isn't enough to make you angry as hell. I know that this segment, a lot of people might feel some type of way, but I don't give a damn. One thing about me, I keep my shit real. If you come in to listen to my podcast, you best believe I'm going to keep 100. I'm going to keep it real 100%. I'm not going to bite my tongue. I don't give a damn who don't like what I'm saying. Okay? I'm going to keep every bit of it real. I got a problem with this shit and I'm tired of it. I mean, do we have to be afraid to date out of our race? You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with dating interracially. I don't mind. But what I'm saying is if something happened in a relationship with someone, would they be held accountable for their actions if they're white and the person is black? That's the thing that's scary. And it, yes, and I know a lot of Caucasian people say, well, what about the black on black crime? Yes, we do have a problem with black on black crime. You have white on white crime. Every race has its own crime against them, each other, themselves. Okay. So yes, there's white on white, black on black. Yes, all of us, every race has this. But the first thing that everyone bring up is, well, why are they so upset? Because they're killing each other. So what about the black on black crime? Oh, get the fuck out of here. Yes, we know it's black on black crime. We know this. And they're charged for it. Okay? They're charged for it. But they're not charged when it's white and black. When a white person kills a black person, they don't try to charge them. And if they do, it's a fucking slap on the wrist. That's a problem. And it's about time that these men in office, which sits around and just talk and do whatever they do, that the Caucasian men that actually do run this world, they until they realize that or give a fuck about black people's lives, nothing will ever change. Because we're trying to get a hate bill for black people and they're saying it's in discussion. Oh, it's going to be in discussion for the next 20 damn years. They're not going to do anything to change anything. They're not going to do anything at all. So I'm just saying, until they open their eyes and see that this is a real fucking problem, nothing's ever going to change at all. Okay? And I did this segment because I just wanted to touch base on some things out there. You know, I just really needed to touch base on some situations out here because I get so tired of it. I get tired of turning on the news and seeing black person gunned down and they weren't doing anything. I watched a video of a little boy that was just arrested, put in handcuffs because they claim he stole some chips from a store. A 50 cent or a dollar bag of chips. Yes, I know theft is theft, but sources said or witnesses said he didn't steal it. It wasn't even him, but the police turned around, put this baby in handcuffs. The baby's screaming and crying. He's not asking the child for the number to call the parents. All he does, and this is a white cop, is get in front of the desk. You have white men, black men, arguing with this cop saying, hey, please, this is a child. You knocked them, you snatched them off the bike. You knocked them down. You're yelling at them. You're screaming at them. I've never seen them do this, put this to a Caucasian child. They just don't do it. They don't do it. They don't even do it to these murderers out here that's killed 8 and 9 people inside of churches. They don't even treat those bastards like that, and they should. If you ask me, they should be beating their asses the whole time they put them in handcuffs for killing all the people they just killed, but they don't. Instead, they're rewarded. They're getting McDonald's and Burger King and any damn thing else they want. And then the police turn to the black man and says, well, you're not going to be saying that when he breaks in your home, you son of a bitch. The hell do you think you are to say that this child's life is going to end like that, like he's just going to be stealing and robbing? You tell me one fucking child that has never gone in the store when they were young and probably picked up a piece of candy while they were walking through the store with their parent and then ate it. Oh, I've seen every race of kids do it. White, black, Chinese, Hispanic. I've seen them all. Seen in my hell, I see grown-ups doing that shit of all races. Okay. The say what they said just pissed me the fuck off. So you're basically condemning this child, saying he's going to be a fucking thief when he gets older. How about someone turn around and say, well, you know what? You're a crooked ass cop. And your damn son and your fucking daughter will be robbing someone, stealing. Make him feel, oh, he wouldn't like that. He wouldn't like it at all. But he damn sure didn't mind putting that stereotype on that little black kid at 8 years old. That son of a bitch, I was so angry. When I tell you I was spitting fire, I was so angry watching that shit and hearing that shit. I live in a very nice fucking neighborhood. And I tell you, when two white guys tried to get in my goddamn house, police came the moment I said white. Oh, hell no. They waited a good 30 minutes. Now, had they gotten in and I was there, my grandchildren and my kids, and had I shot the hell out of them, because I do carry. Had I opened that door, had they opened my door and ran up in my house and had I killed them, would I be in jail right now? Is the question I'm asking myself, because the police never comes when you say they're white. And I know this from experience. When you call the cops and it's not on a black child or black person, the police don't come. Hell, as I sit here and do my podcast, and yes, my segment, I'm literally doing this podcast in a parking lot waiting for someone to come out of the store. Okay. There was a Caucasian guy, and I'm at a Chick-fil-A, to be exact. I'm hearing these two white guys, one sports car, one truck, drag racing up and down the damn street, up the lot, on this lot at the Chick-fil-A. Anyone that knows Chick-fil-A, you know the line is wrapped around the store to all the way to the street, but you see a lot of people walking in and out, kids included. They're interviewing kids right now, and they're doing everything. And I call the police because the bastard almost hit me twice. And I'm parked. And I'm like, okay, I call them. Well, ma'am, what race are they? I said, they're white. Oh, okay, we'll get an officer there. I didn't see a cop for 20, 25 minutes or so. And I'm like, damn, okay, you're going to get him here. When he runs somebody down? When he kills somebody? When he tears up someone's fucking car? Because this ignorant ass, they want to drag race on a damn lot. Had I said he was black, and we all know this, and all of you that's listening to this segment, this podcast right now, had I said he was black, there would have been police every fucking where. And I know that from experience. Okay? I know that. See, this is the kind of shit that we need to change. This is the shit that we need to change. Just like the shooting they just had in New York, in Buffalo, actually, when The 911 operator, the person is whispering on the phone saying that they're being shot at, people are being killed. The 911 operator hangs up. Why? Why would you hang up? What reason would you have to hang up? Why are you whispering? If someone's calling you from 911, from emergency number, and you know if they're calling into this emergency number and they're whispering, any smart human being to be like, wait a minute, they must be in distress. It must be something wrong to where they have to whisper. Well, I guess anyone smart would think that, but apparently that operator isn't too bright and probably shouldn't have that job. I don't give a fuck what color or race the operator was. They don't need that fucking job. Because the fact that this person was hiding and had to contact their boyfriend to have the boyfriend call 911 to tell the cops that they were being killed in this grocery store because that degenerate decided to hang the fucking phone up on this person calling, trying to stay alive, makes my blood boil. I'm pissed. But that's what they do. That's what they do. I mean, in my life, I've had to call 911 when I've seen things happen, when people have been hurt. And you get to these operators, if you're not saying that they're Caucasian and they need help, they're not coming. They're not in a rush to come. They will come after the fact. And what the fuck do you need them for now? The hell, the person might be dead by then. You know, come on now. Why is it that it's a non-emergency situation when a black person is calling into the 911 number? Why is it not the same emergency that you, the same service that you give to the Caucasians? Why can't you give it to blacks? I mean, it's sad. But I mean, because the minute you say someone's black, you have damn near SWAT and every damn thing else, probably the military too, at this situation, because they're black. But when you say they're white, they give them enough time to get away, because they know. Some of the times I say, well, I did inform the people that I was calling the cops. So, you know, they're giving them enough time to leave. They don't want to arrest them. I've seen some Caucasians get out of some shit that they should have never been able to get out of, but they got out of it. Why? Because the color of their skin. The color of their skin. I've been racially profiled. I mean, all of us, my family, a lot of us in the family. Why? Because, oh, that's a nice car you're driving. Oh, that's a nice house you're living in. So you mean to tell me you're profiling because you feel we're in a nice car and a nice house? Okay. So you stopped me because of what? You didn't use a signal. Oh, you a goddamn lie, because I have made no turns. I have gotten in no other lane but the far right. I tend to drive in the far right lane, okay? That's always the way. If I'm going to a specific place and I can, if it's a lane to the far right, I'm in that lane to the far right. No matter where I'm at, I'm in that right lane, okay? So I know I didn't forget that. And I'm really good about my signals. As I stated, I've never had a fucking ticket since 1989. And here it is, 2022. Not one fucking ticket since 1989. And in 1989, I got one ticket. And I haven't gotten any since. So I damn sure don't break the law. But I just kind of wanted to talk about all this shit. All of these stand your ground laws and all this bullshit. I'm just so pissed. I'm just so tired of them taking us back. Like, we're going to be back where we started in a minute. With the way that they're rearranging laws and canceling out laws and overturning these laws. This is bullshit. I'm just so tired of all this bullshit. I don't know what to do. But again, we know this country is run by a bunch of old white men. And they're set in their ways. They were raised a certain way. They were raised in the days where you could just call anyone a nigger and do whatever you want to do and keep it moving. Even the younger ones that's in office now, they were brought up to be racist, some of them. So we don't stand a chance until we can get the right people in here. until we can get the right person that is Caucasian or some other race that will stand up and say, you know what, this shit is wrong and we're going to change it. It's not going to stay like that. Until we get that, this shit is going to keep going and going and going. It's going to be generation after generation dealing with this bullshit every day. Every day. So, you know, I will say that I know there might be some people that don't like this segment, but feel free not to listen. But anyone that has been listening to my segment and thousands of people listen around the world, they will know I don't candy coat anything. I don't lie. I don't stretch the truth. I keep it real 100%. So if you don't like what I'm saying, then don't listen. But I'm not going to bite my tongue either. Okay? So I just wanted to talk about these subjects here, and I don't want to take up any more of your time. Gosh knows I've been talking for like 45 minutes already. But I just wanted to touch base on those things, okay? And I will be back on. I am really trying to do these segments more often, but I'm so busy. So I try to squeeze them in whenever I can. I know a lot of people have been emailing me asking me, hey, can you do more? Can you do them every day? I'm going to try to at least get one out every day, or maybe get two out in a day, so I won't have to worry about doing it every day. I possibly can do maybe two or three a day, so then I can skip some days and do it that way. Whatever, I'll figure it out. But I thank you so much for your feedback. I really appreciate it. Okay, I really do appreciate it. So, in saying that, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. And until next time, take care.